Once upon a time, there were multiple Chinatowns in Wyoming, and a significant local population contributing to the Transcontinental Railroad, ranching, and entrepreneurship. But that history has been largely erased. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
The wind is roaring at an archaeological dig site outside the 200-person town of Fort Bridger. The historic site is remembered as a supply shop and a military outpost. It was also the first place where Chinese immigrants were recorded in Wyoming back in 1857.
The evidence of the Chinese at this locality were a few ceramics, Chinese coins, the census records.
Dudley Gardner is a historian and archaeologist. He's been leading a dig here for nearly 40 years. The excavation is a big rectangle, about the size of a gas station. He explains this site provides understanding to a history that's otherwise difficult to track. He's learned the first Chinese immigrants in the state used this spot as a trading post, did laundry here, what kind of food was raised.
It's the seed for the Chinese communities that evolve in southwestern Wyoming that are fairly robust and long-lived.
One that expanded across southern Wyoming. But if you're unfamiliar with this history, you're not alone. Gardner explains it's because the history has been largely erased. There's no comprehensive account of Chinese heritage, history, or contributions in Wyoming, despite once being a significant portion of the local population. Primary sources seem to disappear, scholarship is spotty. Today, multiple Chinatowns in Wyoming remain underground. Many do know of the Rock Springs Massacre, where white miners killed upwards of 28 Chinese individuals. But the full history there is in doubt, too. No accounts were taken from Chinese witnesses, no white miners were ever prosecuted. While 28 bodies were found, it's possible hundreds of Chinese miners were actually killed. This erasure is not unique to Wyoming, according to William Way.
They are erased from American history because of the way we construct our master narrative. That is to say, how we understand ourselves. And how we understand ourselves is essentially as a white nation.
Wei is a professor of modern Chinese history at the University of Colorado Boulder. The work being erased occurred primarily in the mid-1800s, when Chinese immigrants arrived in the states seeking economic opportunity. The railroad company Union Pacific brought in men from China to work on the Transcontinental Railroad, including to here in southwest Wyoming. At one point, Rock Springs had a majority Chinese population.
It's difficult to believe today that there were Chinatowns all over the American West. As many as over 200 of them. And yet they were driven out of those. Often they were burned out, violently driven out.
Wei explains the law effectively condemned Chinese immigrants, making it difficult for them to establish a life in the U.S. Due to the Chinese Exclusion Act, they weren't allowed to become citizens. The Supreme Court decided they couldn't take the stand. Several factors also made it nearly impossible to bring wives or families to the U.S. By the 1920s, Chinese folks who lasted in Wyoming had an incentive to leave, promised a retirement stipend if they returned to China. With all that in mind, their populations were down in Wyoming, and little history was remembered, or more accurately, preserved. Most recent numbers find Wyoming's population is just 0.2% Chinese. But if things had gone differently, Wei says certainly Wyoming and the region could look different today.
If they hadn't begun excluding Chinese from the West, their numbers would have grown. They would have been able to establish families.
When a place has a racist past, Wei says that understandably makes it less welcoming to those persecuted, even generations later. But Wei says there are many strategies to repair that broken relationship. A community can apologize. It can also lift up its past.
Hi, my name's Ricky Leo.
Grace and Ricky Leo are supporters of that idea. They grew up here in Rock Springs and now live in California. Ricky's dad came to Wyoming in 1938 and served in World War II, which is how he got his citizenship. Grace arrived in the 70s from Hong Kong. Growing up in Rock Springs, Ricky and Grace say they never learned about the massacre in school or anything else on Chinese history there.
I knew nothing about anything about
Chinatown.
Chinatown, Chinese history, Wyoming was really wasn't taught that much.
Now, Ricky wishes there was more acknowledgement of that history and isn't sure if the memorial for the massacre is enough. There's a tan stone that sits about 6 feet high in town with a plaque listing the names of those killed. Grace agrees. More acknowledgement.
It's almost forgotten. It's kind of like a little tiny stone there.
So, from the Leo's perspective, there's work to be done.
They did make major contributions to Wyoming as railroad workers, as coal mine workers.
Restaurant workers.
Restaurant workers. I mean, it's good to learn our history and so that we don't forget about the lessons of the past.
The daily bells are ringing inside the Rock Springs Museum. Upstairs, there's a section remembering Chinese history and the massacre. Jennifer Messer, museum coordinator, says there have been artifacts and photography related to this history shown for decades.
But I don't know that it was all presented as anything more than the Chinese also lived here in this community.
In fact, telling a more complete story hasn't been an easy task. The massacre wasn't included in the local school curriculum until the year 2000, says Messer. It wasn't until 2016 that the memorial described earlier was placed in town. She says initially the idea for that memorial wasn't welcome.
I think there was a vocal group of people that didn't want to celebrate this, didn't want to make it a big deal. Can't you keep something very small, maybe inside the museum, and it not be a big monument someplace that we make a big to-do over?
On the other hand, Messer says Chinese tourists have been happy to see the history on display, and the museum has seen increased visitorship to the town's historic sites in the past few years. And Messer says the museum board is at the point where they want to put more of this history at the forefront.
And I've always felt really strongly that this is our actual history, and you show it in all of its naked glory.
Many agree. Individuals have taken up the cause in order to more accurately tell Wyoming's history. From students to Chinese historians to Gardner himself. In addition to this dig site, he's working to uncover two buried Chinatowns in the region. And now he's working to finish a comprehensive account of Chinese history in Wyoming.
What happened to it? Was this a purposeful disappearing of this thing? Was this a tilling of this into the ground so that we have no memory of it? And that I want to know. And it's not to be smirch or to make people feel bad about their heritage or history themselves. It's to know why. And so that we can correct that in the future and not necessarily make those same mistakes over and again.
With all of these efforts, the hope is to begin and tell a more accurate history of how Wyoming came to be what it is today. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.